and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 21st of February, 32 degrees on our way to what promises to be a beautiful 65 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. And also Jeannie Jenkins is with us this morning. Jeannie heading the way for the big zoo roundup auction coming up here in just about a week. So let's get to this, because there are plenty of roundup auction things to talk about this morning. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's such a beautiful day.
It is a wonderful day. Jeannie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. It is so pretty out.
It is pretty, and it's, we're, you know, kind of setting the stage not only for, you know, the David Traylor Zoo, but specifically the Emporia Friends of the Zoo and the annual roundup auction, which, Lisa, believe it or not, is a week and a half out.
It is. Our EFAS roundup is going to be March the 3rd, which is next Friday. Doors open at 5:30, and we couldn't be more excited to be bringing this slate of amazing items to everybody this year.
Well, how much are tickets, and I guess are there any left, Lisa?
Well, we are getting really close to having to shut down sales. So if you want tickets, the tickets are $30. You can get those from any one of our board members, or you can call our office at 620-341-4365, or stop by the office, our temporary office here at 517 Merchant.
Jeannie, talk a little bit about the roundup auction experience and what people can expect coming up here on the 3rd.
Well, from my experience, people have a lot of fun. There's so many things to look at and see in our silent auction. We have so many items. People have been so generous. And our silent auction is probably as strong as our live auction. And so hopefully when people get there, they'll walk through the silent auction items and see what's there to bid on. The people will have Bobby D's food, and that's always amazing. People just have a good time. I think last year it was very obvious they were happy to be there and to be socializing. So it was a great time.
Yeah, it's a great time. And Lisa, last year you had a record year, didn't you?
We did. We raised over $130,000, so it was so exciting. Well, so I've had to up my goal. We're looking. I'm hoping for $150,000 this year.
Whoa! Yikes! Well, I can tell you this, and this is just looking from the outside in, that there is not a lack of things to bid on, Jeannie. You have a long list of items, don't you?
We really do, and I might just take the time, because I know our time's short here, but just to go through a few the experiences. There are so many amazing experiences, and it's great to hear that people like Joe Bob Clements wants to give back to the community, and with his tickets to the Oklahoma State game, that's in Stillwater against KU, which that'll be a great game this year. Shannon O'Connor Presti, and she and her husband Sam have given us 4 Thunder tickets, and their seats are amazing. Nick Roth can attest to that from his experience last year. Ken Hush threw in a little spending money for that. We've heard about the Chiefs experience. John Lohmeyer is going to give us, and then that's amazing. The Symphony in the Hills from Ken and Marilyn Buckley. The Evans family, we have 4 tickets for the K-State game against Troy. experiences to learn salsa dancing, a day pass for pampering at the Midas Touch. We have lots of experiences.
How important have those experiences become in the auction setting here, Lisa? Because it seems like people are now drawn to those way more than they were, say, 5 to 10 years ago.
Well, they're fun. You know, they get a chance to go out and do something with friends or even with family. And it's just fun to get out and experience new things.
And what about the opportunity to flip the switch at Happy Holiday? Is that available again?
Well, absolutely. Those are extremely special, and the sponsorships even of our animal exhibit. So you'll have the opportunity to either have your business name or your individual family name on front of the exhibit for an entire year.
And I did talk to City Manager Trey Cocking, and he has come up with a very interesting and a fun auction item. It used to be follow the city manager, but Trey says, I never know where I'm going to be, so you know, I'm pretty tough to follow.
Yep,
but, he's going to take people to the zoo, it sounds like.
He is. He's going to do a really special whiskey in the wild at the zoo for some really lucky people. So he's a great new addition to the city, and I think anybody who purchases that will have a great time.
Jeannie, talk a little bit about the relationship between the Emporia Friends of the Zoo and the zoo itself from your perspective, and really the work that EFOS does to make the zoo such a jewel here for the state.
Well, I think what when I retired from teaching, the one thing that I did get involved in is this organization because of what I witnessed that the docents and how much joy that they brought into the classroom with the animals. There's my own grandchildren attending zoo camp. And so I guess I saw the passion there, and through that I wanted to make sure that we could raise the funds, I helped do that. And the funds that we raise here help with all those activities, events, and the education, and help us pay for the coordinator, the community events. So that's the important piece that this event helps.
Is there a trip to the Bahamas on the docket here?
Did you say Bahamas?
Bahamas.
There sure is. There sure is. Yeah. Exuma, Bahamas. And the pictures I've seen are absolutely beautiful. Blue water and white sand. So be looking for that one.
Where did that come from, Jeannie?
So what's that?
Where did that trip come from?
Well, you're going to ask me that, and I have this.
Bogadell.
Yes. And we have such a long list. That's what, before you called and I'm talking, I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to hit all these things? And we probably should say a big shout out to our major underwriters too, don't you think? With Mitchell Markowitz Constructions, the GLMV Zoos, Porter Ranch, Rich Porter, Clark Carpet and Tile, Prairieland Partners, from that Trolley House, Westside Recycling, and John and Claudia Kretzinger, and Deb Burns-Hines. And that's the nine.
We also have a few more. Lynn Feeler and the late Mike Feeler Trust, and Sunflower Care Homes are also major underwriters.
And then there's 44, at my last count, underwriters, as well as those major underwriters. So people are so willing to help us with this. And I think that you'll hear, we love the zoo, and so we want to do something special.
Well, everybody loves the zoo. Everybody loves the zoo. Now, there's such a long list of items, live auction, silent auction items. Lisa, will these be posted anywhere for people to view?
Yes. We actually have started a group on our Facebook. So just look for EFOS Roundup 2023 on our Emporia Zoo Facebook page. Go ahead and join that. You'll be able to see all the items there. And right now we have probably 70-ish live auction items and more than 100 silent auction items. So there's going to be plenty.
That is a huge list.
It's a frightening number.
Ron, are you going to be emceeing again as you have in years past?
I'll be there.
Awesome.
I'll be there, yeah.
It's a good deal. Lisa, we have to ask where the money goes and really how this particular round of funding is going to help the zoo and its range of really items and missions that it has.
Absolutely. So the funds raised help support all of our education programs, our community events, like Boo in the Zoo, Stroll and Show, things like that. And it pays for our education coordinator position 100%. So it's really important that we raise funds for this. Also helps to meet our mission of conservation. So anything that we can raise goes right back into everything that we send back out to the community.
Okay, so. Yeah. 1 week from Friday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Anderson Building, the EFOS Roundup Benefit Auction for the David Traylor Zoo. Lisa, if we want tickets, how can we get them?
Come here to 517 Merchant. Call our number at 620-341-4365 or reach out to one of our EFOS board members.
Jeannie, did we miss anything?
Well, if you're hungry, we do have so many food items, right? So there'll be Tabarra's tacos, shrimp boils, cookies, cupcakes, pies, cinnamon rolls. There's just something. There's so many things.
I wasn't hungry.
You won't be disappointed.
Do we have Jeannie cookies?
Yes, of course.
Yes. I wasn't hungry before, but I am now.
Sweet granada fudge for a year.
Absolutely. Yes. And Evora Wheeler pies.
Yeah, there we go. We could just go on and on here, I know.
Yes, so take a nap, Ron, and be ready to do your best. It'll be great.
We'll be ready. We'll be fired up and ready. There's no doubt about that. Jeannie, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having us on again. We appreciate the time.
You betcha. Lisa,
you're on
for us.
I got one for you.
All right.
Here we go. What do cowboys tell their cows after an argument?
Move along.
Just turn the other cheek and move on.
Okay.
Got half
How
of
about
it.
You, Ron?
Okay, here we go. What's the best smelling insect?
Oh.
A deodorant.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
KVOE Live and local Jeannie Jenkins and Lisa Keith, the EFOS Roundup Benefit Auction 1 week from Friday.
All right. And if you want to be part of the Newsmakers segment this week, tentatively have Thursday, Friday. We've got feelers out, so those could wind up filling up before lunchtime today. But if you want one of those, you've got time, so sneak them in. So get us a call, 620-342-1400, or email KVOE at KVOE.com. We'll be joined tomorrow by Emporia State Senior Associate Athletic Director Brett McLaughlin talking about cancer awareness tonight at the ESU Pitt State basketball game Thursday.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. It is 7:33, 32 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love